Hey, how's it going? I'm Vera, and welcome back to Vera's Seedy Place. Today, I'll be talking about pizza. Or maybe I'm talking about vegetables. Or pizza as a vegetable. I'm fairly sure this is strictly an American thing, pizza as a vegetable. Pizza is not a vegetable, nor is a tomato a vegetable, botanically speaking, but it is considered one culinarily. Regardless, the tabloids went wild and declared pizza as a vegetable thanks to the great debate over the portion of tomato sauce on pizza. Were these tabloids hungry for money or hungry for pizza? Who knows? Before we get into the episode, let's hear a word from my sponsors. So, a quick summary on the whole ketchup as a vegetable thing. From 1980 to 1981, the Omnibus Reconciliation Acts led to cuts in the National School Lunch Program. To combat the $1.5 billion cut, the USDA and the Reagan administration wanted to provide schools with more flexible food choices for school lunch administrations. This attempt to make it more flexible also caused ketchup to fall into a new category. They also believe Congress is putting language to undercut the USDA rules into Agricultural Appropriations Bill, and lobbyists are working hard to undermine the My Plate, which is an eating standard put in place to show what healthy eating looks like. Okay, so it looks like I was wrong on the strictly American thing, because the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation wrote an article stating, "A slice of pizza will continue to qualify as a vegetable because it contains 2 tablespoons of tomato paste," end quote. And one article by Grist compared the pizza situation to the Reagan era, ketchup is a vegetable. So how did we end up in this whole pizza as a vegetable situation? Michelle Obama announced a campaign on February 9, 2010 that aimed to reduce childhood obesity and encourage a healthy lifestyle in children. Then Corey Henry, spokesman for the American Frozen Food Institute, also known as AFFI, from what I could gather, lobbied to lessen the amount of tomato sauce requirements on pizza. The Food and Nutrition Service proposed on January 13, 2011 that schools would credit tomato paste and puree based on actual volume as served. This means volume of tomatoes prior to pureeing, rather than on the actual volume served. They can use less tomatoes on pizzas, basically, with all that said. And this makes it easier and cheaper for pizza manufacturers to produce a product that includes a serving of vegetables. So after all that, do you think pizza is a vegetable? Let me know your thoughts. Message me on Instagram at vera.cdplace.